Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, the 26th of May 2019 is History of Aston Villa FC, 1961 present. The history of Aston Villa FC from 1961 to the current season covers the fluctuating fortunes of the club during the 1960s and 1970s. The European Cup victory in 1982 and the present-day EFL Championship club. The late 1960s was a turbulent time for the club. The problems began when the club, under manager Dick Taylor, was relegated from the first tier of English football for the third time in 1967. Within 2 years, pressure from supporters led to the resignation of the board of directors. The club was then relegated to the third division. In the 1971-72 season, Aston Villa returned to the second division as champions with a record 70 points. In 1974 Ron Saunders was appointed manager, and by 1975 he led the club back into the first division and into European competition. It continued to have much success under Saunders, winning the league in the 1980-81 season. Saunders' resignation halfway through the 1981-82 season came as a surprise, with the club in the quarter-final of the European Cup. He was replaced by his assistant manager Tony Barton, who guided them to 1-0 victory over Bayern Munich in the European Cup final in Rotterdam. However, winning the cup marked a pinnacle, and the club fell steadily down the league standings over the next 5 years and was relegated in 1987. The club was promoted the following year, and achieved second place in the Football League in 1989. Villa was one of the founding members of the Premier League in 1992 and finished runners-up to Manchester United in the inaugural season. The 1990s was a decade of inconsistency. The club had three different managers, and league positions were unpredictable, despite winning two League Cups. They reached the FA Cup final for the first time since 1957 in 2000, but lost 1-0 to Chelsea in the last game to be played at the old Wembley Stadium. Villa's league position continued to fluctuate under various managers and, in the summer of 2006, David O'Leary left under acrimonious circumstances. Martin O'Neill arrived to a rapturous reception from team supporters. After 23 years as chair and largest shareholder, owning approximately 38% of the club, Doug Ellis decided to sell his stake to Randy Lerner, the owner of the NFL franchise Cleveland Browns. The arrival of a new owner and manager marked the start of sweeping changes throughout the club, including a new crest, a new kit sponsor and new players in the summer of 2007. 2007-08 saw Villa qualify for the Intertoto Cup. In the 2008-09 season they reached the group stage of the UEFA Cup for the first time in 7 years. The first major final of the Randy Lerner era was the 2010 Football League Cup final. Villa lost 2-1 to Manchester United. Martin O'Neill resigned before the 2010-11 season and was replaced by Gerard Houllier. After suffering from health problems, he was replaced by the former Birmingham City manager Alex McLeish. His contract was terminated at the end of the 2011-12 season after the team narrowly avoided relegation. On 28 February 2012, the club announced a financial loss of £53.9 million. Paul Lambert replaced McLeish in July 2012. Lerner put the club up for sale on 12 May 2014, with an estimated value of £200 million. In the 2014-15 season, Aston Villa scored just 12 goals in 25 league games, the lowest in Premier League history, and Lambert was sacked in February 2015. Tim Sherwood replaced him and saved Villa from relegation in the 2014-15 season, taking them to the 2015 FA Cup final. He was fired in October 2015 and replaced by Raimi Gard, who left in March 2016 with the club rooted in the bottom of the table. They were relegated from the Premier League on the 16th of April. In June 2016, Chinese businessman Tony Xie bought the club for £76 million. Roberto Di Matteo was appointed manager and was replaced shortly by Steve Bruce. In the 2017-18 season, Villa lost the 2018 EFL Championship playoff final at Wembley Stadium. In July 2018, Aston Villa was sold by Xie to Nasef Sawiris and Wes Edens. They sacked Bruce and appointed Dean Smith. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2:15 UTC on Sunday, the 26th of May 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for History of Aston Villa FC, 1961 present. This podcast is produced by Arbulus May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbulus May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Geraint. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.